This episode of the Cool Parents Podcast is brought to you in part by
Hank Six.
Hank Six is going to be like a mecha Hank.
Yeah.
Probably, right? Like a part robot.
Yeah. There's already four, right?
Three, right? Three is the crust punk? Or is that four?
I don't know. I think there is a four, though.
Google, how many Hanks are there?
Sorry, I don't have any information about that.
Yeah, you wouldn't.
I can't wait for Hank V.
Hank V, yeah. That's going to be a good one. I can't wait for the second trilogy to be finished.
Right.
So then we can get back and do the prequels, you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Pre-Hank is going to be really mind-blowing stuff. Thank you for joining us, everybody, on a very cool episode of the Cool Parents Podcast. I'm Curtis Charles.
I'm Justy Boy.
Okay.
I can't think of anything.
No, I think that's
good. I'm drawing blank.
I think you're Justy Boy.
I'm just a boy.
You're just a boy.
Just a boy is what I said.
Simply a boy. Guess what?
Yeah.
We sold out.
We did?
Yeah, big time this time. We got bought. We got bought by a big time advertising corporation.
Yeah.
And they just said, hey, we'll give you $20, $30 a minute.
Yeah.
For advertising space for us to put our AI generated advertising that's targeting your audience all throughout your episodes. So that's mostly advertising. And I said, show me the money, Cuba.
Sounds great.
That's it. That's what we're here for. That's the dream.
Sounds great.
So without further ado, let's get into our first advertisement.
Sounds great.
It is great.
Great.
It's just what we've always wanted. So
great.
Are you tired of feeling like your penis is just another body part? You want to make it stand out and feel truly unique? Look no further. Introducing our penis mummification service. We take your precious member and encase it in a protective coating that will last for years to come. Our team of skilled technicians use precise techniques to ensure every detail is accounted for. From the head to the base, we make sure nothing is left uncovered. And once the process is complete, your penis will be left with a hard, durable shell that will turn heads and satisfy your deepest desires. So why settle for a regular old penis when you could have a true work of art? Try our penis mummification service today and experience the difference. Don't forget, the longer you wait, the harder it becomes. So don't hesitate. Call us now. Oh, and yeah, we use the gauze.
We use the gauze.
That's a real legitimate mummy.
Yeah.
Mummy cork.
I told you.
So yeah, if you visit coolparents.co/mummy cork.
Yeah.
You can sign up today to be the first. So we got a cool show.
Look at Brain Kravitz again.
Brain Kravitz, photographer. Brain Kravitz,
yeah, doing photography.
He got a picture of a castle on my Google Chromecast backdrop.
Yeah. Now we got a nice photo of an eagle.
There's an eagle from
Kunal Chawla.
Chawla, yeah.
Yep.
Well, we got some shit to do, okay? First of all, update. It's not a Bigfoot update. Although that reminds me, I sent you a video earlier. Did you watch that?
No.
Sergeant Slaughter? I was just curious if you have seen this movie. No idea what he's saying. Big bad dude?
Big bad girl, I thought.
Girl? Oh. just for reference, everybody, this is a VHS tape of a professional wrestler from the 80s, right?
Yeah.
Sergeant Slaughter.
Yep.
Who is exactly what you'd expect.
He's still in the biz.
Is he?
He's not wrestling.
The business of slaughtering?
No. Oh. I think, well, maybe not actually. I think he got released from WWE. He was doing it for a long time, though. He was like an agent.
Well, he was shredding the guitar on that video. A whole bunch of, Daisy Duke wearing old ladies riding around on choppers, I think.
Yeah.
If I remember correctly. But somebody in there said that he fights Bigfoot at the end of that videotape. And I need to find it. I need to find the whole tape. Did that ring any bells?
I don't know
the video?
No.
I wasn't sure because I want to find what it is. I don't even know the name of the video, but people were like, this babysat me when I was a child. I watched this video so much. I loved the cool girls.
Yeah.
And I loved the Bigfoot fight at the end, and I was intrigued. So
got to find it.
We'll look into that and report back. But
you think Sarge really plays guitar?
Sarge?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what he did in the trenches.
You think so? You think he was in the
Vietnam.
He was in the army band?
Yeah. Yeah, instead of a bugle, he was out there shredding Skinnerd licks.
Love that.
Yeah, for America. So the other day, a couple episodes back, we did those bad AI covers of songs with this dumb AI service that didn't really work that well. Since then, I tried something else that I just wanted to share real quick. This is just this is how you're supposed to use it, I believe.
SpongeBob?
That's SpongeBob doing Jonathan Davis.
Boy, did something on them, got a boo boy, did some things they boy, did something on them, got a boo boy, did some things they boy, did something on them, got a boo boy, did some things they boy, did something on them, got a boo boy, did some things they boy.
Oh my God.
There you go. So that really, that sold the voiceified.ai, but, you might not recognize this one right off the bat, but this is Mario. And finally, Arthur Morgan.
I'm not the one who's so far away when I feel the snake bite into.
I mean, it's Arthur. I hear Arthur loud and clear.
Yeah, I do too.
Here again, and I don't remember why I came.
So, do you like Creed?
Yeah.
Yeah. So Creed is a band that's about Christ.
Yeah.
Creed is a band about Scott Stapp.
Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge, and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down.
That's right. This is a band that actually got sued by their fans for a bad concert in Chicago.
What?
Yeah, before they broke up in 2002.
They're back together now, though.
Are they?
Yeah.
God.
They're doing a tour.
Thank God.
They're doing a cruise, actually.
Oh, that's right. I remember hearing about that. And they got like all the greats on that cruise, right?
Yeah, Buck Cherry. Oh,
Chuck Berry. I love them. But yeah, Scott Stapp went out on stage and he basically fell down and then just rolled around for a little while and then left. And the fans filed a class action lawsuit. They lost.
They lost?
They should have known what they were paying for. You know, if you're going to see Creed, you're not paying for quality. You're paying just to be in the presence of the great Skostap.
Right. The Christ.
The Christ figure that is Skostap and his cool pecs and his hair.
Beautiful cock.
Yeah.
Just gorgeous, that fucking thing.
He argued in court that that was the show. That he was, let's see, what did he say? It was a symbol. Him falling down and just like
groaning and rolling around.
Yeah.
Had nothing to do with his, like, you know, painkiller use and alcohol abuse and stuff.
Of course.
He said that it was a symbolic personal gesture, a symbol that I didn't think anybody had my back at the time. Some people get it. Some people don't, is what he said. I get it.
I get it.
I would have, if I were there, I'd have been like, this is art.
I'll tell you who else gets it. That Marc Maron character. He gets it, that guy.
What?
He says that a lot. He's, I get it. I say that a lot too, but.
Right. But do you really get it?
I only say I get it if I really get it.
Right.
You know? Or if it's something I didn't understand initially, I go, you know, I get it.
I get it now. I understand.
It's fine.
Understand.
That's usually where I end up. Sus. It's fine.
Scus out. Yeah, right.
It's a little sus. Sus.
Sus.
It's definitely not bitchful.
Bitchful?
Yeah.
I don't know that one.
It's bitchless.
What? What is this coming from?
Some fucking Gen Z kid a couple of weeks ago.
Is that one that I don't even
he
know?
Said, I'm bitchful. He was like looking at himself in the mirror and he's like, I'm kind of the shit. I'm bitchful.
What? Yeah. Are you serious?
Yeah.
You're not supposed to know Gen Z terms before I do.
It was one of my my client's sons. He's wicked fucking funny. He was just fucking around.
I remember you
acted like a narcissist.
Was it the same guy who was saying that he said that our album was, what did he say?
Bussin'. No, he didn't say bussin'. Gas.
Gas, yeah.
So wow. You guys are kind of gas.
Bitchless. What does that mean?
Bitchful.
Bitchful.
Yeah. The opposite of bitchless.
It's full of bitch.
Full of bitch, yeah.
Is it like bitching?
You just get bit. You get bitches.
Oh,
yeah, you're bitchful.
Oh my god.
Rather than bitchless.
That's pretty good.
It's a little. It's pretty funny.
I respect it.
I'm gonna overuse it a lot. I'm just gonna,
okay. Yeah. No. Just definitely. Get that out there. Just. While you're ahead. While
I'm
you're
gonna
ahead
do
of the
it.
Game.
I'm gonna do it so much that it's gonna become the next Under Power.
It's Under Power.
Yeah. I think
that needs to come back. Honestly, Under Power.
That was a fun one.
Yeah.
I enjoyed that one.
Denzel.
There's also a night where you had a party here and we kept connecting to the Bluetooth and using the air horn. Air horn.
Yeah, I remember that.
And I think a lot of people left.
That was pretty funny at the time.
It was, but I think a lot of it was you and me, I think, mostly.
Yeah. Oh, but it was worth it.
People were very mad.
No, I don't care. You think I care?
No.
It was worth it.
It was funny.
It was great.
I'll tell you who got it. Immediately, he got it.
Oh, he got it. He gets it.
He
gets a lot of things.
He loves noise.
What? He likes noise rock. Shout out to Bwet. Yeah. So speaking of Creed, all right, I brought up Creed for a reason. There's this cool song that they had, all right? Big song called My Own Prison. You familiar?
No.
You know it. It goes like this.
Quarters in session. A verdict is in. No appeal on the
dock. Say, white people can't help but bob their heads to this shit.
You gotta.
I do it every time, like... I don't like Creed, but I'm still just like, fuck yeah.
Well, it really makes you think.
It just overtakes me, you know?
Yeah.
Screams fill the room.
I do genuinely like that one, the one I've been singing.
Oh, man.
Yeah. That song fucks.
Okay, then when the chorus comes, you'll know it. You'll spontaneously grow a chin beard.
Yeah. This song is, it's bitchful.
It's bussin'.
It's bussin'. It's gas.
Yeah. Come on, where's the chorus? There he goes.
Should have been down on a Sunday morning banging my head.
You know that one.
Should have been down on a Sunday morning.
I think I've heard it before, but that's not one that I remember.
It's about going to jail and then going to church after.
I remember What If. I remember Higher, and I remember...
What's What If?
Oh, that's the one from the Scream soundtrack. Scream 3, I think. It's on Human Clay as well, I believe. I don't know. No, it might be the one after Human Clay. Let me see. Hold on. I'll show you What If.
Okay.
You got to hear this.
First a comment on this video.
It is
one of the best bands ever. Don't care what anyone says.
It is on Human Clay.
They brought light where only darkness resides.
This one's hard as fuck.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It makes me want to bum a smoke, you know? It makes me want to smoke a butt.
It's a hell of a number. It's on the Scream 3 soundtrack, I believe.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Well, this song, My Own Prison, I'm just noticing now that one of the top comments, I requested this song to be played at my father's funeral last February. The crazy part is, the moment I walked through the doors to the funeral home, this song started playing. It wasn't playing already. Wow.
Wow. Really makes you think.
Yeah, yeah. Somebody's up there watching.
It must have been his dad.
So anyway, I figured this can't be that. Great, right? This can't be, it can't all be light. Some of it's got to be dark.
What?
For every dark, there is a light.
What?
Yeah, it's true. The song's about going to prison. And then it's about finding Jesus while you're in prison. And then going to church for a while and banging your head on a Sunday. So I figured we got to test them out. And we got to make sure that they're truly good, God-fearing Christians by just double-checking the vocal track backwards to make sure there's no Satan.
Okay,
in it.
Yeah, please. Which one is this? We've been talking so much Creed, I lost track.
My Own Prison.
Okay.
Here we go. Let's see here. Dead on Sunday.
I thought that was the track for a second.
Forever Move My Spoon was that second part, but what was the beginning there?
It's not always going to be something. Your soul, I'm in.
Your soul,
it's
I'm
a
in.
Jesus. It's not a Satan.
Yeah. Forever Move My Spoon.
Right.
That's his heroin spoon.
Wow. The Jesus?
No, the stap when he was in jail.
Oh, he went to jail?
Yeah.
He did?
Yeah, he did. The song's about it. My Own Prison.
That's his
That's where he found G's.
That was his sacrifice.
That was, and that's where he found the big J.
I didn't know he was in jail. Was he really?
Yeah. I don't know what for.
Huh.
But yeah, he was.
Probably peeping.
You think he was a peep?
Yeah, I think he was like that Marty McFly dad.
A little peep?
In that tree with them binoculars.
Oh, wow, yeah.
They caught peeping.
Mm.
Play that part again. Just that last word had me.
Soremnibus.
Serenibus.
Is that maybe a name of a biblical figure?
Serenibus. Is a...
The Book of Serenibus.
Yes. He's an entity. He's a DMT fairy.
Oh, okay.
Serenibus. Hello.
I am Serenibus.
Welcome to my world.
Introduce you to the Jesus.
Well, welcome to my world. I'm
Serenibus.
Serenibus. Wow, nice to meet you.
Wow, I've always wanted to meet Serenibus from the Bible.
Welcome to my dimension. Let me show you around.
Are you a fairy?
Wow. I'm a fairy. Have you ever met a fairy before?
F-A-E.
Wow.
Wait, there's something. There's like a background vocal there that's really satanic, I think.
I don't think it's satanic.
It's Latin.
It feels positive to me.
It's Latin.
So the rule,
I see the Satan.
The rule, if you went to fucking Catholic school.
I did.
No, you didn't.
I went to CCD.
But if you did, then you would know that in the Christian religion.
The faith.
In the faith.
Right.
You're allowed to speak the Latin as long as you chant the Latin.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah. That's what Mr. Plant taught me at CCD.
Irish, Irish Catholic? Roman Catholic?
Yeah.
Protestant?
Yeah.
Jew.
Look, I was baptized.
Yeah, me too.
I was baptized.
So?
So, I'm getting into heaven, all right.
He's saying, Namebu, Namebus, Mamebus. A scissor in back your ear. You hear that?
I got a hooey hungry house.
A hooey hungry house. I got a hooey hungry house.
Hooey hungry house.
Oh, there was something there.
Okay, yeah, do it again.
There's something, I hear the center of my foot in there. I stand.
I hear a sandwich host.
A sandwich host center of my foot.
I hear salute my voice.
Salute my foot.
Or salute.
Salute my foot.
Yeah.
What's after that?
Foot hash. Hash brown off.
Hash brown. Hash brown hawk.
Hash brown hawk?
Yeah, the hash brown.
Hash brown hawk. Now I'm hearing bread. Hash bread hawk. Hash bread hawk.
Hash bread hawk.
This is a hash bread hawk.
What?
They say.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I said. We found Timmy's ass.
Or we found in the ass. It's hot in It's hot in here.
Yeah, we found.
Can I get a hooey?
Can I get a hooey?
Can I get a hooey? We hungry?
Can I get a hooey hungry house?
Can I get a hooey hungry house?
Yeah, Something in my ass at the end? Something inside my ass. She's a hooey inside my ass.
I believe he's speaking Spanish.
Oh. Okay. Yeah, that's Spanish.
Está my ass.
A hooey inside my ass. She's a hooey.
She sees a hooey.
A hooey inside my ass. She sees a hooey inside my ass.
Spies inside my ass.
Spies my ass. A hooey spies my ass.
Hooey spies in my ass.
Ooh, that's a Satan.
Hash brown hawk. Hash bread hawk.
Hash bread hawk. Hooey hungry house.
Can I get a hooey?
Yeah, yeah, can I get a hooey hungry house?
Yeah, yeah, can I get a hooey hungry house?
Whoa.
My ass boy hot in here.
He's got like a Jersey accent.
Or ass Borg.
Me ass Borg hot in here.
Yeah.
Remove my spoon.
Remove my spoon. Removes my spoon.
Yeah, yeah.
That ass boy removes my spoon. Alright, we gotta dissect that one a bit.
Yeah, that's something.
Right, say, hey, hot man, hey, hooey. It's like the King of the Hill guy. Hey, hot man, hey, man, omnibus.
What was the name?
Solemnibus. Soul in my bus.
Me asshole hot in here.
My ass boy. My ass boy or ass spoon?
Oh, the spoon that's removed?
My ass born hot in here.
Removes my spoon. I think I heard the N word.
Wow.
The heat so he.
Now it's just the guy from.
Ain't got no worries over here, man.
He also got no raise over here, man.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was gonna say. Suck my navy fleece.
You say sluts?
I heard slut Satan. We gotta figure that part out first.
Suck on a Dave Lease. Hey, baby fleece.
Suck on a Dave Lease is what I'm hearing. Maybe that's the person. Dave Lees.
Slut Satan in there for sure.
Slut Satan, rare in the three.
What?
And rarer than
Slut Satan, rare in the three.
Slut Satan and rarer than a three.
Oh my God, three. You know what
the
three is.
The number three, the Holy Trinity.
Slut Satan, rarer than a three.
That's right. It's Slut Satan and rarer
Satan,
than a three.
Slut Satan, a neighbor.
It sounds like holy. Holy Hamley House, that time.
Holy Hamley House.
Reggae snake? Reggae made some snake?
Horns are ready.
Horns are ready, yeah. That's the Jesus horns.
Right.
Right, for the apocalypse.
Of course.
Blue gash?
Say I'm a blue cash. Say I'm a blue cash.
Say I'm a blue cash. Yeah, that's it.
No shave.
No shave the marinara?
The mariner. The marinariner. The marinariner.
No shave the marinariner.
No shave the marinariner.
No, you not shave the marinariner. He must have a big beard.
No, no, no.
What?
Landslides in the ass.
Landslides in the ass.
Landslides in the ass.
Yep.
Right near the ass.
Landslides in the ass.
Landslides near the ass. Yeah. On the gooch.
Or now I'm hearing now a rat slides near the ass.
I saw a man there.
I saw a metal there.
I saw a metal gonna eat there.
I saw a metal eat there.
But the rat slides near the ass. Yeah, he was gonna eat there, but the rat slides near the ass. Right. So that's why he didn't eat the ass, because of the rat slide, which was a symbolic of the Lord God Jesus Christ saying, stay away from the ass, because that's an entrance. That's not an entrance. That's an outrance.
Right. Yep.
Preach.
Burglary?
Gurgle? Gurgler is near.
Gurgler is near, yeah. Burglar eats ears?
Oh.
The
gurgler eats ears. The gurgler is coming for your ears.
Eats eggs.
The gurgler eats ears, foot, and
eggs. Foots and eggs.
Slow hamster.
Lightning on.
Rick Owen. I think he's back in Spanish. Or French, actually.
I'm hearing lightning. Lightning on Rick Owen.
You ever met my buddy Rick?
You know,
Reek Bone. Lightning on a Reek Bone.
My best friend in the Navy SEALs was Reek Bone. Reek Owen.
Lightning on a Reek Bone. That's...
Reek Owen was struck by lightning. How did they know?
They've been covering it up.
The shirt's lazy hook. The ship's lazy hook. Nazy hook.
The ship's nazy hook.
Yeah.
That's the name of his boat. The Snazzy Hook. Rice. That's what Jesus' boat.
Rice.
Rice. That's it. So, cool. Satan?
No.
There was a Satan reference in there.
It was a reference, but it was just a warning.
Right. Okay.
Too many Satans.
It's telling us.
Stay away.
Stay away from Satan. There's going to be some kind of a landslide near the butthole or something?
A rat slide.
Yep. So be careful. Creed was trying to tell you this whole time, so.
Right.
Probably should heed the creed. So, it's time for another ad, I think.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's how we get the big bucks. Are you tired of using your hands to shoot your gun? Introducing the all-new Man Cannon. With this innovative firearm, you can now shoot with just your penis. That's right, folks. You heard us correctly. This gun is designed specifically for those who want to take their shooting skills to the next level. And let's face it, shooting a gun has never been more satisfying than when you do it with your cock. So why not make it even better? Plus, it's perfect for those who have trouble holding on to traditional guns due to physical limitations or disabilities. But remember, safety first. Always use protection and be sure to follow all local laws and regulations. So head on down to your nearest Man Cannon dealer today and get ready to experience shooting like never before. Trust us, your prick's gonna thank you. The Man Cannon, because shooting with your penis should be everyone's God-given right. So, thought that was important that we got on board there and, you know, help the little guys a little bit. I hope you check out our sponsors, of which there are many. So.
We're rolling in it.
Money. I know.
I'm a loose cannon.
Me too. So. You ready for our main event?
Yeah.
It's going to be interrupted.
Yeah?
Yeah. By a couple of advertisers. We've got two more ads that we got to run. I don't know when we're going to do that, but we're going to...
Put one at the very end.
Yeah, we'll put one at the very end. You're going to want to hear these ads. They're great deals.
Make them stick around, you know?
They're great deals. So, but our main event is old school favorite called Making a Muscle Boy.
Oh, wow.
Okay? And in this segment... We had a name generator that made a bunch of professional wrestling names for wrestlers that we're going to try out, discuss, and see what their gimmick's all about, and see if they've got the sand to make it in the Cool Parents Wrestling Federation.
Sure.
And then we're going to make them fight and, you know, see if they can survive.
It's more of a foundation than anything.
Is it?
It's charity.
It is a charitable foundation. Yeah. So... Making a Muscle Boy, part one. I mean, wrestler, man, one. This one's a man. His
person.
Name, Country Q.
Country Q?
Country Q.
I love Country Q.
Country Q's got what it takes.
Yep.
He's from San Quentin.
Yep. Country Q.
Country Q. He's got overalls?
Sure.
Wranglers? Boots?
Overalls. I like the overalls.
Does he bring a horse in the ring?
He rides it down. And it stays ringside.
Okay, that's his manager is a horse.
Yeah, and sometimes it kicks people in the audience.
Right.
Into the rafters.
Yeah, yeah, it's got a strong kick on him.
Hell of a kick.
Heck of a freaking kick. Good big hoof on him.
Hoof.
Hoof. Country Q. So what's his deal, though? Is he... Oh,
Country
he's,
Q?
He's got a big piece of straw coming out of his mouth,
he's,
right?
He's a barbecue. He's barbecuing a lot. He brings his grill with him to the side of the ring, and then... At the end of it, his finishing move is he takes a, he brands people with a Q.
Oh, yeah. With a, like a, oh, with a letter Q.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Country Q.
Not that this started all way before the QAnon stuff. It's a different Q.
Different Q.
Different Q. Unrelated.
The original Q.
Yeah. The first Q.
He was good. He was good, though.
He was a good guy?
He was a good guy. Yeah. This okay. Q. This Q is all right, you know?
This is a good Q.
It's Country Q. I'm a big fan of Country Q.
Country Q is probably going to be sticking around because he's got a brand that he's got to leave on a whole lot of asses.
Yeah.
And he's got no problem doing it. And I have a feeling he's going to want to do it to this next contender.
Yeah.
The Chest Witch.
Chest Witch.
Yeah.
All right.
What do you think?
It's a sandwich made of chest meat.
Oh, okay.
No, I know.
Okay, all right. This is a spectral creature, like a witch.
Yeah.
The spells.
The chest witch.
With her chest.
Her own chest, or she does
it? Or she does it on people. She makes everybody's chest go wacky.
Yeah, she does a lot of, like, she works the chest, you know?
Yeah, she does chest work.
In the match.
Oh, like she hits the chest.
Yeah, a lot of chops.
Chest chop. Sure. I love the name. But is she like a witch with the triangle hat? Classic witch?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Maybe. We'll see. We'll see if she got legs. Chaotic O.
Chaotic O.
O-H.
Oh. Oh.
Chaotic O.
Oh. I don't like it.
Okay.
I don't like that one.
No Chaotic O. Go fuck yourself, Chaotic O.
How about it's Chaotic O?
Chaotic O.
Okay, I like that.
That is better. That sounds like Apocalypto.
That's right. But I had to come up with that, not Chaotic O. You know what I mean? Chaotic O.
Chaotic O.
It's right there.
Chaotic O.
I am Chaotic O.
Yeah, okay.
Chaotic O. It's just an agent of chaos.
Yeah. Chaotic O, I think, is some kind of a god.
No.
No?
No. It's going to be real.
It does.
It's going to be real. Chaotic O.
I'm Chaotic O.
He's an agent of chaos. He's very sexy.
Oh, okay. Yeah, if he wins, you know what he does? He busts open a fresh bottle of champagne.
Champagne.
Now, this is 200-year-old champagne.
The champagne was from the personal collection of Benjamin Franklin.
Oh, I was going to say, what's the name of the creature from the Creed song?
I don't remember.
Humbatamasa. Humbatamasa.
Something like that.
Something like that. Chaotico.
Chaotico.
He will leave you in bliss. All right, maybe Chaotico. Next is Flesh Death Baker.
Flesh Death?
I think that's too generic. My immediate thought is something along the lines of like Twiz did or something. I don't like that. That's like backyard wrestling.
We're not
into that.
Now, I can fix that one. And there's two ways to do it.
Okay.
Either Flesh Baker or Death Baker. I like Flesh Baker.
Yeah, because they'll put you in the oven.
Yeah.
Or just a really stretchy guy. Just you can flatten them and stretch them out, and he's flesh.
Flesh. Flesh Baker is a gingerbread man with human skin.
There it is. That's it.
It's real, realistic.
And he's stretchy, but he's going to bake you.
He is baked.
He's baked, but he'll bake you too. That's his finisher. He's going to throw you in an oven.
Oh, you know what? He's not baked. He's raw.
That's why he's stretchy and fleshy.
Mm-hmm. Now, okay. Now it all makes sense.
I
don't like him.
I don't like him. Fuck him. Go fuck yourself.
I had to come up with that name, you know?
Yeah, you shouldn't have to do any work. You should just profit.
Chaotico, though, I mean, he's just the guy to do it, you know?
Right. Yeah, that's true. He earned it.
He did. Chaotico. He worked hard for it. He paid his dues on the independent circuit.
Yeah. What about Bloodstained Thunder?
Ah.
Yeah, that's a little too Steven Seagal for me.
Now, if the pay-per-view's the song title for the pay-per-view, you know, the song.
The Mudvayne song?
They always have some song. Like last night I watched, or yesterday I watched All In with AEW, and they paid for that doon-doon-doon-doon-doon, that Bush song.
Oh.
Bring it out. And they played it so many times. Like they fucking got their money's worth. I don't know why they chose that song.
It can't be that expensive.
No, probably not. But I don't know how they or why they chose that song. Tony Khan just must really love
it. It's hard.
He just must really love that song.
Tony Khan?
Tony Khan. Tony Khan.
Is that the
owner of AEW?
Oh, okay.
He dished out for some fucking money.
You gotta get some Bush.
He got Walk by Pantera a couple weeks ago for Rob Van Dam. What did he do? He did
Bush.
Tough Kill 'Em All. Fucking.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Metallica.
Yeah.
Bush.
Waka 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 waka.
How about Island Wilson?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. I'm on an island.
Wow. It's just Owen Wilson with a red handprint on his face. Hey, I'm Island Wilson.
Wilson.
Come
sit
on my,
it works so many
ways. I don't
ways.
Want to fight. Why don't you just come sit on my hammock with me?
Yeah, yeah.
I'll make some marshmallows.
And he, every time he comes on stage, you got that. They paid for that sample from Castaway. Wilson!
Did you say something about sage?
I've saged my whole island to keep the spirits away. The spirit of Chaotico.
Welcome to my island. Me and Wes Anderson are running the joint. We got sage.
Schwartzman's here. Luke.
I didn't see that new one.
Do what?
Wes Anderson. I've been off this shit.
Yeah, I didn't watch it yet, but I probably will.
I didn't watch that other one either. French Dispatch.
It's just so like masturbatory, it feels like a little bit. Even though I usually like it, it's just like, you know, I get it.
Yeah.
I don't like Island Wilson, honestly.
No.
No, because we can't afford Owen Wilson.
No. It's a little indie fed.
Yeah, yeah. What about the Grab Griffin?
The Grab Griffin?
Yeah.
The
Grab. It just does one grab. He'll grab you.
What's the name again?
The Grab Griffin.
The Grab Griffin. It can't be the. Just Grab Griffin.
Grab Griffin.
Yeah, he'll grab you.
He'll grab you. That's
he'll grab
it.
You, he'll tackle you. He'll,
he's going to grab you.
He'll grab you, he'll choke you out.
Yep. He'll have no problem doing that. He doesn't feel any remorse, Grab Griffin. He's a heel.
I'm Grab Griffin.
I'm Grab Griffin. I'll grab you. That's his whole thing. I'm going to grab you.
I'm going to grab you. I'm going to throw you on the ground.
Yeah, and he'll grab you again when you're on the ground. He doesn't care. He
fill that bag up. Fill that bag up right now. Did you ever see that?
What was it?
It's a person robbing a convenience store.
That's right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I think you sent it to me.
Yeah, he's...
That's Grab Griffin?
Fill that... I don't know why I just went back to fill that bag. Just the voice I was doing reminded me of that.
Yeah.
Fill that bag up.
I'm going to grab you. Maybe Grab Griffin. It's all grabs. That's kind of I don't know. We like some acrobatics.
Yeah.
What about Clarence Mole Captain Peterson?
Mole Captain?
Yeah. Just Mole Captain. How about that?
What's his first name?
Clarence.
Clarence Peterson?
Yeah, Clarence Peterson, a.k.a. Mole Captain.
He doesn't need to be Mole Captain.
Just Clarence Peterson.
Clarence Peterson.
What's his... He sounds like a...
He's a specimen. What's his name?
Clarence Peterson.
Clarence Peterson.
Like a specimen of a man? Like he's...
He's a prime...
He's oiled up. He's a prime cut.
Prime piece of beef.
Prime cut. Yeah!
Yep.
That's it. He's just strong. He's lean.
Just a good-looking young feller, you know? Looking to make his way in the wrestling
He's
business.
Not a mole.
He's not a mole.
Not a mole person. No. And last but not least, we have the blood assistant.
Blood assistant?
Yeah. Well, that's Renfield, right?
Yeah, kind of.
Dracula is like, hey, go get me some blood. You're my assistant. I never saw the movie, but...
You should. It's fun.
I saw people getting their arms ripped off. I thought that was cool.
Yeah, there's a lot of that.
A lot of arm ripping.
At one point, he rips someone's arm off and throws it, and it spears somebody else through a wall.
All right.
The bone.
Bone spear.
Yeah.
The blood assistant?
Blood assistant.
Just come in to collect your blood?
I guess. They work at the hospital. They're a...
Transfusion?
No, it's the one that drives it. A courier.
Oh, a courier for blood.
Yeah, blood courier.
Wow, the blood assistant. They'll help your blood get from point A to point B.
That's right.
B for blood.
From your face to the floor. Yeah. Goddamn blood assistant.
I like that.
I'll be the...
There's only room for two in this match, though.
Okay.
So we're set on Country Q, right?
Country Q, of course. Yeah. That's a given. He's going to bring it. He's going to ride his fucking lawnmower to the ring.
Yeah, it's John Deere.
Yeah, but the motor doesn't work, so the horse is just dragging it.
A horse-drawn John Deere.
Yeah.
I love that idea.
Yep.
Wow. That's some horsepower.
Yep.
Oh. The Chest Witch, Chaotico.
Chaotico.
Grab Griffin.
Grab, man. I think Chaotico is better.
Yeah, okay, we'll eliminate Chaotico. Grab Griffin.
Yeah, I'm Chaotico.
Blood Assistant is a good concept, but I don't think he's got wrestling chops.
He's a manager.
Yeah, manager material. Clarence Peterson.
I love just Clarence a fine Peterson. Specimen. So hey, let's include. I got a way to include Clarence Peterson in the match.
How's that?
So it's going to be a title match for Q. What's his name? Country Q.
Country Q.
It's a title match. He's his world title.
He's going for title of world.
No, he's got the world title.
Oh, okay.
He's holding it.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then the other two fuckers got to fight for it?
No, so Clarence Peterson is a new guy.
He's a noob.
Right? He's a new guy. So he's going to come out. It's going to be a squash match. And Country Q is going to pin him 1, 2, 3. He's going to destroy this young man.
Clarence?
Yeah, he's just a jobber right now, but eventually, you know, he'll get it.
I get it. So, but he'll
get it. Like Mark Maron.
Oh, he'll get it. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, he'll get it.
I get it. Chest Witch. It's a good name. It's another good name, but like only so much you can do with, you know.
So, Clarence Peterson.
Oh, yeah.
Clarence. It's going to be a squash match, right?
Okay, right.
And then Country Q gets on the mic and he says, I need a real competition.
Uh-huh.
He doesn't sound like that. He's not Borat, but I need a real competition.
Right. And that's when Chaotico comes in.
Yes.
Okay.
The triumphant return of Chaotico. To the fed.
Chaotico, as far as the crowd has been concerned, has been retired.
Yeah.
So this is sure. a big.
It's a big deal.
Big deal. Yeah, because we're going for high ratings. The ratings have been dipping a little bit.
Sure.
We're bringing back Chaotico. We paid the big bucks to get him out of retirement. He was in the Cayman Islands.
Right. But if you want to raise the ratings, you got to promote Chaotico, which you know.
Do you?
Yeah. So people will tune in.
Or can you just be like at the end of the Pokemon show when they're like, who, or you know.
No, but Pokemon.
Like, they show the silhouette and they're like, hey. Who's this Pokemon? Come back after the break.
But the quality of the Pokemon show does not matter. You know what I mean? It's just they're there for the Pokemon. That's what they like, you know? That part of it.
Right.
The quality shake could suck, and it does.
What?
What? You know what I mean?
No.
They're just coming for the brand. It's brand recognition at this point because it's been around for such a long time. You know what I mean?
Okay, I get it.
Just much like Chaotico.
Well, I was just saying, like, if you could show this, not like everybody will know that it's Chaotico.
Yeah.
But they don't say it.
Like, oh, no, it's hinted at.
They'll show like a silhouette of them. That's what I'm saying. Like on the Pokemon cartoon, they show the silhouette and you're like, oh, that's an oddish. But you know it's an oddish. But then after the commercial break, you got to see just to be sure. And they say, oh, it's oddish.
Right.
You know, you smell me?
You know what they do?
What?
They advertise the match for...
We
advertise the match for... what's his face? Peterson there.
Clarence Peterson.
Clarence Peterson.
Right.
Because
right.
He's a hunk and like, it's going to get the female demo.
Sure, yeah. He's on the cover of and Tiger Beat.
Yeah. So they'll tune in for him.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, women love Chaotico as well. He's very sexy.
Of course, yeah.
Agent of Chaos.
We're going to have to lay out a whole bunch of tarps for all the squirt that's going to be going.
Oh, yeah.
Going around. Okay. So we'll be back after these messages.
Are you tired of driving around in that puny little car? Want to make a statement with your ride? Introducing the Whip the Trick Truck. This badass accessory will have everyone gawking at your beastly machine. Just give it a few good cracks and watch as your truck transforms before your eyes. It'll growl louder, roar harder, and leave all those weak-willed liberals in the dust. Trust us, this is one upgrade you won't regret. The best of all, it's easy to use. Just hop out your truck, grab hold of that Whip the Trick Truck, and start swinging. You'll be the king of the road in no time flat. So what are you waiting for? Get yours today and show them how you drive. Yep. Whip the Trick Truck. Because who needs a boring old car when you can drive a truck that commands real respect? Just whip your truck and it gets bigger. You'll be the real man your daddy always wanted. Whip the Trick Truck.
Yeah. It's a trick truck.
The Whip the Trick Truck. Okay, I don't know why, but this is what the AI said. The whip that tricked T-R-I-C-K apostrophe D.
Yeah.
Truck.
Okay.
The whip that tricked truck.
Okay. I love that.
It sounds right.
That's beautiful.
The whip. You got to say it with like your your gut all like tight. The whip that tricked truck.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
So we're back.
That's right. Yeah.
And it's time to make these fuckers fight.
We're going
to
make them pay.
Something bad is going to happen. Blood. Gut. Come.
Sure.
So here we are today at the Big Cool Parents Arena.
Happy to be here.
The crowd is running buck wild and they're running in circles, the crowd.
Yeah. They're loud. They're proud.
They're American.
Yeah, these fellas, they're proud to be here. They're proud of their family and their beautiful wife.
Yes, of course, everything they worked for.
They worked hard for it, just like their daddy did.
Yep. They didn't have any handouts. And the election was rigged. Yep.
This episode of the show, too, is brought to you by the Whip the Trick Truck.
The Whip the Trick Truck.
Yeah, you just whip it, it gets bigger.
Yeah, go to the Whip the Trick Truck, not truck.
Yeah.
To get yours now.
Yeah. Oh, hell of a sponsor.
Who we got fighting tonight?
I'm proud to have that sponsor.
You got to have a sponsor you can be proud of.
I'm proud.
Made in the USA.
That's goddamn right. That's goddamn right. You hear that music?
What is that?
I'll be goddamn.
I feel it more than I hear it.
Is that? Well, I'll be. Is that Clarence Peterson music?
Clarence Peterson? Oh, we all know why everybody's here today. Yeah. The real reason everybody's here. The ladies love him. The boys love him. The good old boys love him. They want to be him.
Good Lord, yeah.
The good old boys want to be in him.
Yeah.
Make no two doubts about it. No two doubts.
He'd rather fight a man than make love to a woman.
Well, he's not above making love to a man.
No.
No.
Oh, hell no.
Oh, hell no. As long as his daddy don't find out about it.
He's an egg-sucking dog. Egg-sucking dog.
Yes, sir. Clarence Peterson. Shout out to Terry.
Shout out to Terry Funk.
Is that something that he said?
Yeah, Terry, he just passed away.
He's expired?
Yeah.
Oh.
Just passed away the other day.
He sucks eggs? Or?
No, he called people egg-sucking dogs.
Oh, why? Yeah.
He was Chainsaw Charlie. Yeah, Chainsaw. Came out of a box.
Did his check cut his way out?
Yeah, fuck yeah. He did. Yeah. Wow. Of course he did. And he was wearing a nylon thing on his face. And people were like, isn't that Terry Funk? And he's like, I'm Chainsaw Charlie now.
Oh, wow.
Remember that?
No.
Okay. Different show.
Different show. Clarence Peterson is making a big entrance.
He's been coming to the ring for quite a while now.
Yep. He's been doing a somersault the whole way.
He's strutting his shit.
He's showing off those glutes, those calves.
Pecs.
Peck.
Abs.
Nipples.
He's hot. He's sexy.
He's wet.
He's got all sorts of oil on him.
He's all greased up.
He's
rolling.
He's ready to go. You hear that?
Fump, fump. I heard that.
Fump. Yeah.
What is that?
Huh?
You hear that music?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's... I sound...
It's like that. It's got a chain.
Some banjo in there.
Instead of a snare, it's a chain. Yeah, he's wanted dead or alive. That's Country Q. Here he comes.
Yeah, from the bayou, Country Q.
Oh, yeah, he's riding proud on that big, tall John Deere.
He's got two alligators strapped to his feet.
Yes, he does. And he's getting pulled by a mule.
That mule's pulling the John Deere, which is pulling him on two fucking water skis.
Yep, it's good a chain. Lord. This good is a Lord. Chain of creatures.
The crowd's going crazy.
Well, I can't blame them, can you?
Hell no.
Oh, biggest deal. Wow.
You hear that ovation? Wow.
It's a pretty chaotic.
It's a beautiful ovation.
It's a chaotic ovation.
I'd be damn proud
You ought to be.
Damn proud.
He ought to be. You know, he's like been that. In the business for over 100 years.
That's right.
Country Q. And what's he got there? Oh, that's his big barbecue.
Yeah. Oh, he's got his Brandon iron.
Yep. He's got it ready to go from hot coals. Yeah. You know what's going to happen at the end of this.
It's a big party when Country Q's, look at him. Look at him out there cooking up dogs and burgers for the crowd before his match.
Loading them into his musket and shooting them into the crowd.
Wow, he just flipped a slider into my boy's mouth.
That's something. That's real American.
That's right my there. Son down there.
I'm proud of my son. I'm
proud of my son for eating that. I love how he eats that slider in one bite.
This was a slide down his throat. I'm one proud fell of him. Swoop.
I'm proud of him.
Yep. He's got his daddy's gullet. Proud of that boy. Country Q. Now he's flipping the bird to Clarence Peterson. The disrespect.
Oh yeah.
Wow.
Oh my God. You hear that bell?
What does that mean?
That means the match is underway.
Oh fuck.
Goddamn Country Q. Oh my goodness. He's got Clarence Peterson hoisted over his head. Oh, he just tossed him to a gator.
Oh, he tossed him to a gator.
Tossed him to those gators.
And let me tell you, those gators appear not have eaten in a long time.
Tearing that boy in half.
He's been starving these gators.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have the unfortunate duty to tell you all that Clarence Peterson has passed away.
That was the quickest match.
You know what they say.
Yeah.
The show must go on.
The show must go on. And Country Q's bringing him more show because apparently
he's
right
got
now.
The microphone.
He's about to. Oh, yep. He's branding the top half of Clarence Peterson right on his forehead with the Q. He's very dead, but he needed to leave his mark. What's he? He's got the mic?
Yeah, he's grabbing the mic.
Look, I'm looking for some real competition out here.
I can't believe what I'm hearing right now.
I haven't even digested my burger, and I made short work of that fella.
Yeah, name it.
Fed him my hungry gators.
Name the gators.
Roscoe and Greek. Those are my boys.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm wearing the shoes. And when they pass on, they're aware that they're going to be turned into boots.
That's what they signed up for.
I'm going to repurpose them so they can be with me forever on
that's
my
green.
Feet.
That's green.
And that's what a real world champion looks like. Country Q here. Wow. So if anyone wants to come out and challenge me, I'm ready to go another round. If you think you got the stones.
It's been a quick match. I don't know. I think the crowd here, they're going wild.
Yeah,
they're expecting.
I think they want someone else.
They want a show.
If anyone's got the stones.
Now, what's going to give them a show, do you think?
You hear
what
that?
Kind of show?
The lights just went out.
Music. That I know that music.
Lights just went out. Oh, my goodness. It's Chaotico.
It's Chaotico.
It's Chaotico.
He's back.
He's returned.
He's returned from the dead. We thought he was retired.
He is so sexy.
Wow.
I just can't get over it. Look at that guy.
He makes six figures, and I can tell. I can smell him from here. He smells great.
Sure.
Calvin Klein.
For sure.
Wow. Armani.
It's Chaotico.
That's Chaotico. And he's fucking loaded.
Yeah. He's an agent of chaos.
He's loaded with money, loaded with top shelf liquors.
Great hygiene.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Yeah, sure.
Look at that little mustache he's got.
That's a nice little pencil thin mustache.
Beautiful.
Very extravagant, man.
I'm glad he's back.
I'm impressed, and I'm proud to have him
here. I'm damn proud to have him in my federation.
That's right. I'm proud to have him on the payroll.
That's right.
He's quite the fighter, too.
Country
That's
Q.
Been a little while. Let's see if maybe he's still got it.
Country Q's in there. He doesn't look too intimidated by Chaotico.
Country Q's never been scared.
I hope that Country Q doesn't underestimate his opponent.
No, he's looking a little cocky, if you ask me.
I don't know if Country Q can be. I don't know if you can consider him cocky. He backs it up.
That's true. That's true. He's warming up his Q brand.
Difference between arrogance and confidence.
Yep, his Gators just finished the corpse of Clarence Peterson. And they look like they could use another feeding. So I'm a little bit scared for Chaotico. But maybe he'll turn things around.
It's possible.
And there's the bell.
There it is, Hurricane Rana from Chaotico. My goodness.
Wow, it's chaos.
Oh.
That's chaotic.
That's chaotic.
Yeah.
Whoa. He's raising hell. He's raising Kane out there.
He's going to raise a little Kane.
Oh, my goodness. He's going underneath the ring.
What's he getting?
Bag of fucking Legos.
Oh, he's doing a Lego bump.
Doing a Lego bump. He's got a... It's going to be better than thumbtacks. We can't do thumbtacks. Everyone does thumbtacks.
Mike and Ike's. GGB's. Oh, Jax. You remember the Jax?
Yeah, that's so painful.
What about horseshoes?
Yeah, he's got a bag of horseshoes.
Yeah, horseshoes. He's filed them all down to sharp points, too. All
right.
Yeah.
He's got a bed of...
Bed of horseshoes.
Bed of horseshoes.
Yeah.
Spiked horseshoes.
Yeah, he's heaving them onto the ring.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, he's got a Chaotico in the corner here. Chaotico is just taking the heat, but he doesn't seem to be affected by all these punches. Left, right, middle, left.
Oh, my goodness. Chaotico's in tremendous shape.
He is. This is nothing for him.
Oh.
His meat is thick. I mean, that's thick breast meat that he's taking all those beef hits.
Beautiful.
That's a beautiful sight to behold.
I'm damn proud to have him in my federation.
Is he doing a little rope-a-dope? Is that what's going on here? He's taking a lot of hits, but it doesn't seem to hurt him.
Hey, he's a strong man.
He's an agent of chaos.
He's an agent of chaos. He worked hard for this. He meditates.
Oh, there it goes.
Yep.
Yep, he's got Country Q in a headlock.
Oh, no. Bulldog.
What's that?
So you take him in a headlock and you slam him on the ground.
Okay, bulldog.
Bulldogged him.
Bulldogged him.
Bulldogged him. Chaotico's going out grabbing one of them gators.
Oh, no.
He's picking him up.
What's he going to do with that gator?
He's hoisting that gator over his head.
What's he think's going to happen with that gator?
Oh, my goodness. Chaotico just dumped that gator on his head. He broke his neck. Ladies and gentlemen, I have the unfortunate duty to tell you that we've lost Greek the Gator. He's passed away. It's not part of. It's not a stunt. It's not.
Oh, that's a dead gator. That's just a dead.
He's passed away.
Gator.
It's not part of the show.
Dead gator. We're having gator burgers tonight, everybody.
We're gonna make them into boots. Yeah. We're gonna craft them into some boots later on.
Yeah, we're gonna fry them up too.
Oh, what was the other gator's name?
I don't either.
But he's passed away from a broken
heart.
He's
also dead. Oh, he lost his friend Greek.
Broken heart. He just went under the ring and
that happens. You know, that happened.
Healed over and died.
Yep, he's gonna sit there. We gotta make sure he doesn't. We don't forget about him.
I know that one's a boy because I fingered him earlier. That's what you got to do. You got to finger him.
That's the only way to know.
It's known.
Keep him under a flap.
You got to, you know.
It's known.
It is known.
It's known.
It is known that you must finger an alligator
to see
to
a boy.
Feel his dick.
Yes.
Yes.
Chaotico, he's picking up the brand.
Oh, my goodness.
He's picking up. This is the first time anybody but Country Q and his pappy have handled that brand.
My goodness. Country Q's on the other
disrespectful
side. Country Q's underneath the ring. He's got another.
Can't believe
he's
what
got
I'm
a
saying.
Second brand.
I can't believe what I'm seeing. It's brand on brand.
It's brand on brand. They're both heating them up over the fire.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Boy, what's going to happen?
Brandon Iron fight. Like a sword fight.
Yeah.
And with branding iron.
Oh, man. Whoever's going to end up on that bed of horseshoes. He's also going to get a brand to the neck bone.
My goodness.
That's going to be bad. It's going to be a bloodbath.
My goodness. Country Q's, he's a strong man. He's really swinging that thing around.
They're fencing. They're basically fencing.
Chaotico's getting the upper hand now.
And
Country Q, he's
a German suplex.
He's disarmed him.
And he's got him lifted over his head upside down. German suplex, right? That's what that is, right?
Suplex.
Is that just a suplex? He's suplexing. Chaotico is suplexing Country Q into his own bed of...
No, Country Q is...
Wait, who's going to win?
Country Q.
Oh, he is?
Of course.
Oh, I thought Chaotic Girl was Mr.
No, fuck Chaotic Girl.
Okay. Country Q is doing a big suplex.
He's disarmed him. He's
pulled his arms off.
Country Q's got him hoisted over his head.
Oh, my God.
And he's dropped him head first onto that bed of sharpened horseshoes.
Oh, he's dead.
Ladies and gentlemen. I have the unfortunate duty.
It's a duty, yeah.
The Father, to inform you,
Son, the Holy Spirit,
to inform you that Chaotico,
say a prayer,
has passed away.
He's passed on to the other side,
and he won't be coming back.
Oh, and Country Q is, of course, shoving the brand up his ass.
He's celebrating. You hear that Bayou music hit?
Oh, my goodness. He loves a good rectal branding on top of his bed of horseshoes
that's
sharpened. In the crowd. They really got what they paid for today.
Bloodthirsty crowd.
They love it. They're rushing the ring.
Right.
They want to get some of that blood on them.
Well, they can now because there's no gators. Fucking.
That's right. They want some gator blood.
Yeah.
They're all coming down to cook up that meat.
The crowd just comes in and tears him apart.
That's how much they love Country Q.
How much they love him.
They love their country.
They roast them. They rotisserie.
Yep.
Everybody dead.
And everybody's happy.
Including Country Q.
Everybody is happy except for whoever's dead.
Right.
And we can't really be sure, though, and at this point. There's too much going on. Until next time.
Right.
So thanks for joining us tonight on this pay-per-view event.
I agree.
It was a pleasure. Pleasure doing business.
It's a big pleasure.
Big pleasure.
We got another advertisement?
Yep, time for a final advertisement.
Yo, listen up, people. You ever been to Dropkick Murphy's bar? You ever been? Huh? No? Well, you better get your ass down there, because it's the best goddamn place in town. They got the coldest brews on the planet, and I mean that literally, because they're from outer space. And their food? Oh, man, it'll knock you out of the park. But don't worry, they got plenty of smelling salts to bring you back. You know what really sets them apart is their kick-ass live music. You never know who's going to show up and play, but you can bet your bottom dollar it's going to be a good time. Fucking bruises. Just like getting into a bar fight with some scumbag from Southie, am I right? So why wait? Get over to Dropkick Murphy's bar, have a few drinks, maybe throw down some haymakers, make some new friends. Just remember, if anyone calls you a Yankees fan, use a dead man. Ah! All right, folks. That's all she wrote. See you at Dropkick Murphy's. Bye.
I'm shipping up to Boston. Whoa!
I'm a sailor.
I'm shipping up.
I'm a pig.
Find my wooden leg.
So that's... We're proud to be sponsored today by Dropkick Murphy's Bar.
Right. I ain't ashamed.
So.
Should have been there on a Sunday morning. Banging my head. No time for mourning. Ain't got no time.
No time. None. That's it. Show's over, folks. It was a fat one today. It's fucking obese. Hope you liked it.
Yeah.
I sure had a good time.
Yeah.
So thanks for joining us on the Cool Parents Podcast. What if you want to get more for your dollar, like Market Basket, dude. More for your dollar, pizza. That's a local chain of grocery stores that we all know and love.
It's our Wegmans.
It's, yeah. So where do you find us on Patreon?
Patreon.com/CoolParents.
Yeah, and it starts at $3 and you get bonus materials, and it's good stuff on there. Good stuff. We've also got a website that gets you wherever you got to go.
CoolParents.co.
I know. What's our Instagram?
CoolParents Worldwide.
If you got questions, concerns.
We went viral.
Yeah.
Not really. A little bit.
A little bit fucking viral. What's our tank talk?
Cool_parents?
Yeah. You want to leave a rating and a review. That's going to be a big help for us. And appreciate you if you do that.
Yeah.
Wherever you're listening. I don't care. And tell your friends.
China.
Yeah, wherever you are. thanks for listening to our podcast, and we'll see you next week. I'm Curtis Charles.
I'm
Chaotical.
The ghost of Chaotical.
Who are you?
Justy Boy.
I know. Fuck the world.
I'm shipping up to Boston.
Boston nut.
Shipping up!
To bust
my leg!
Fucking nut!
Find my leg! Oi!
Oi, find me fucking leg, bitch! Oi!